Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Undercover Assignment by Dana Mentig. Performed by Eva Kaminsky. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. To Zara, a woman of strength and grace, and a warrior at heart. 1. Sam Cavanaugh rarely took the time to hike the boundaries of his remote cliffside lodge in southwest New Mexico, but worry compelled him into the sizzling summer night. Climbing to a perch on a high pinnacle of rock, he could see only a fraction of the 3 million acres of national forest that sheltered the Gila River. Mesas, canyons, hoodoos, cliff dwellings, the wilderness had it all. And he relished the wonders, usually. Tonight, the molten July air felt menacing, the screech of a vulture overhead grinding his nerves. There was nothing evil lurking in the desert night that might threaten Sam, his young son Oliver, or the 5 guests currently residing with them. Or was there? Unease nibbled at his nerves. He hadn't imagined the jimmied kitchen window, though nothing had been taken. A random opportunist looking for quick money, he'd decided. But then there was the strange noise from outside that had awakened him in the wee hours and sent him scouring the property at 3 in the morning the night before. Again, he'd found nothing to worry about. So why are you hiking around again, doing more clandestine reconnaissance for no concrete reason at all? He muttered to himself, feeling foolish. He climbed carefully down from his rocky lookout and took the path around the side of the main house. Moonlight played off the adobe walls of the 2-story Spanish Revival-style inn. It was beautiful, unique, like his late wife Hannah, whose dream it had been. And Oliver, their 3-year-old son, was lying safe and sound in his bed inside with their housekeeper keeping watch, Sam reminded himself. All was well. No cause for alarm. He should go back to the lodge and try to get a few hours of shut-eye before his morning duties kicked off. But he couldn't. If he'd learned anything from his time in the Army as an explosives ordnance technician, it was to listen when his instincts were clamoring. Unless his instincts had become unreliable from too many long hours managing the inn or the worries of being a single parent. Doggedly, he continued on, beaming his flashlight at the flagstone walkway leading up to the storage shed tucked behind a cluster of pines. A smudged footprint showed in the dust. From a man's shoe. A woman's. His heart kicked up a notch. The print had to be recent, since he meticulously swept every inch of stone each morning. It might be nothing. Perhaps one of the newly arrived guests, disoriented, had left the print while trying to find their way to the main lodge. He reached out for the knob, expecting to find it locked as he'd left it. Instead, it turned under his fingertips. He should have backed away, but that hard, stubborn part of him, the one that had gotten him through basic training and army deployments, seized hold. If he'd forgotten to lock the door, he deserved to feel stupid. If he hadn't, he intended to figure out who was messing with his property, and they were going to be brought to task. This was not just a lodge. It was his home, a fortress for him and his son against the world. He prodded the door open with the toe of his boot. Hairs on the back of his neck stood on end as he felt the rush of air behind him. There was only time for him to fling up an arm before a sharp pain exploded in his skull. His last thought was of Oliver, as the darkness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?